Blog Talk Radio.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
And blow the door.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
You must keep the
radio. With your host, Brother Alfred, and co-host, Brother Groovy.
When I call, and you may not think that I care for you. Well, you know, deep down inside.
You're tuned in to NSF Radio.
Yeah, yeah. Let's get it in. Let's get the show.
All right, you're fine. Put out, mother coop. Out. Oh.
My friends, yeah, what they do.
Yeah. We back again. This is Brother Alfred and Brother Koopy. Hey, Brother Koopy, are you on with us, brother? How you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for asking. How you doing?
All right. Well, we'll get into it. This is the part three of the signs of anger languages. We are getting to the final stage of our subject for this month. So listen, we've talked about words and name calling, silence, non-communication, walking out or stepping away from the situation. Now we get down to the nitty-gritty, the last resort, where people just, everything else they've tried to make their word or express their anger to somebody to tell them that, listen, I don't want to be bothered, or I don't feel like talking to you, or what you have done to me was bad, and those communication skills have gone out the door. So they feel so frustrated, they really want to hit you or do something really dirty behind your back to show you, to make you feel the same pain as you made them feel, or vice versa. So now we're dealing with these issues, and you're dealing with the situations, and there's been case studies on this. You know, it's been a constant situation, you know, of fighting and beating up, or being backstabbing, or revenging, or going. So I felt it was relevant. We start with the OJs, and one of their hit songs was Backstabbers. People doing things that they would smile and act like, hey, that was no problem. I ain't going to sweat it. And in the meanwhile, they're doing something dirty behind you. They're getting back at you. They're backstabbing you. They're doing something filthy. Or they're waiting in the parking lot after work or after school or wherever to meet you outside, and they're going to put their fist in your face. You know? They're going to hit you. They're going to fight you. They might bite you. They might Mike Tyson you, Holyfield fight you. You know what I'm saying? They, you know, take a piece of the ear off. You know what I'm saying? Just out of pure anger, or don't know how to deal with this situation rationally. So we need to learn how to deal with this and everything like that. But you know, me being a young man, well, trying to be a young man, you know, that takes me back. So listening to the OJs makes me think, I don't know about you, Kobe, but when I hear OJs, man, it makes me think of Soul Train. You know what I mean? Getting down on the floor on with the family and get the Soul Train lined up, you know?
Yeah, definitely old school for sure.
Yeah, so, you know, so we get into it. Now, there's been a case study on dealing with the history of revenge, being backstabbing. In fact, I got Dr. Vanessa, who has done numerous studies on the subject, and I'd like to play a clip from her, and we can go into just a little bit, just so you can hear a little bit something from Dr. Vanessa on the case and on a study. And, you know, like we do, after we hear from the doctor or a professional, we'll break it down, put our own view on it, and analyze what was said. So let's get down to it. A little bit of hearing right now. All right, Dr. Vanessa is coming in 5, 4.
Welcome to today's Science of People Lab Chat, and we are talking all about the psychology of revenge. Dun, dun, dun. It should be a good one. Let's get started. My name is Vanessa Van Edwards, and I'm lead investigator at the Science of People, a human behavior research lab. Our mission is to figure out the hidden forces that drive our behavior. And today we're talking about the dark, secretive, mysterious science and psychology of revenge. As much as we hate to admit it, revenge is one of those intense feelings that comes up for every single human being. Have you ever been wronged and wish you could punish the perpetrator? This desire is wired within us. A group of Swiss researchers wanted to know what happens in the brain when someone reaps revenge. They scanned the brains of people who had just been wronged during a game in the lab. The researchers then gave the wronged participant a chance to punish the other person. And for a full minute, as the victims contemplated revenge, their activity was recorded in their brain. Researchers noticed a rush of neural activity in the caudate nucleus. This is the part of the brain known to process rewards. In other words, the study found that revenge, in the moment, is quite rewarding. But what about after the fact? Does revenge keep rewarding? One might think that exacting revenge is a form of emotional release, that it's a way to feel better and gain closure after a wrong. But in fact, revenge has the opposite effect. Even though the first few moments feel rewarding, psychological scientists have found that instead of quenching hostility, revenge prolongs the unpleasantness of the original offense. And instead of delivering justice, it often creates only a cycle of retaliation. Philosopher Francis Bacon said, "A man that studieth revenge keeps his own wounds green, which otherwise would heal." Why is this important for us? Revenge reopens and aggravates your emotional wounds. Even though you might be tempted to punish a wrong, you end up punishing yourself because you can't heal. So what do you do if you were wronged? What do you do if you feel an intense need for revenge? There is a healthy way to deal with these feelings that can help you heal and give your brain the same amount of rewards without the consequence. Are you ready for it? This one comes from the amazing, prolific Frank Sinatra. In his words, "The best revenge is massive success." The next time you feel the dark tendrils of revenge creeping into your soul, I want you to take that intensity and put it towards succeeding. Put it towards your goals. Put it towards hustling to get what you want. Get the reward center of your brain pumping by thinking about how sweet it will feel when you meet your goals. This shifts the focus onto you and your mission and makes the other perpetrator irrelevant, which is exactly what they should be. It's your time. Focus on your success, not their revenge. Did you like this video? Please give it a like and subscribe to our channel.
All right, all right. Dr. Vanessa, she went down a little bit, just a little bit about how the revenge study was done. They took a group of people that were wronged recently, and they went in to study the reactions, what it came along with it. Now, I would like to review what she was saying, and basically say, you know, my personal opinion is we need to learn how to express our emotions properly, and it's part of our nature to get at people. It's been like that for years. When a person feels wronged, it can go and react either way. You can use the emotions of the attack or the feeling of attack in a positive manner, or you can use it in a negative manner. That is how I perceive it. But like we said in our last things, we can turn a negative and motivate it, use it as a motivator to use it into a positive, turn it into a positive. And what we have to do is learn how to use these emotions, these anger emotions or feelings of disappointment or hurt, and not let it cripple us, but use it to benefit us and turn that negative into a greater positive. And we can't be like Oscar the Grouch on Sesame Street and be grumpy all the time. We have to be able to try to give a positive mentality or response to everything we do in life, because an upbeat attracts an upbeat situation. And because of that upbeat situation can occur, we can use that to say, okay, you did me this, I'm going to aim and get my $1 million. Or you did that, well, I am going to go and get my new car. Whatever the case may be, or the emotion it has, we have to be able to stabilize our environment, stabilize our situation, step back, look at the situation, analyze it, find a way to use it for the better, and then come back in and approach it from a different angle. That's how I feel. Now, Brother Koofy, what do you think?
Well, I mean, if we're talking directly about revenge, you know, revenge is something that I think you have to think about revenge just as anything. I think, you know, you have to get into the why. Like, even if you're going to get revenge, why do you even want revenge? You know, sometimes is revenge necessary? Is it not necessary? Or even if you're going to use it, quote unquote, in a positive manner. Like, if you're going for revenge, like a lot of people do something where, okay, you hurt me, so I'm going to hurt you. So somebody finds out, like, you know, somebody finds out that somebody was cheating, so they dump them, and then they make sure that they sleep with their best friend or something like that, but then they didn't really want to be with their best friend, therefore, like, now you've messed up. Well, you've had your relationship messed up, now you've made sure that not only have you messed up anything that could be your relationship, but now also you've messed up something that could have been with the best friend or whatever. You basically made the best friend and your ex now enemies as well. You know, there's different things, but for me, if you're going to think about revenge, I will admit that revenge is something that I don't know if people would even necessarily call this exactly vengeance, but revenge can be something that might be on my mind, but it will be something more along the lines of, okay, if you've said this about me, or if you've done this to me, or if you've done some action, I'm going to live a life in which you will never be able to say that or do that about me again. Like, you know, like, for example, a lot of people usually think about relationships as far as marriage or, you know, people that are living in sexual type relationships. So for me, I'm the type of person where, okay, if you or somebody said I never did this, or I'm not going to amount to anything, or I'm no good, or blah, blah, every time you tell that to me, I'm the type of person that I'm not really concerned about having to make you look bad. I want to be so good in that area that every time you open your mouth about it again, and you have to be willing to do some self-accountability with this, because a lot of times revenge happens also too, because people don't want to hold themselves accountable for anything except for possibly revenge. But, you know, I am the type of person where somebody comes to me and says, oh, you've never done this, you've never done that. Okay, you've driven me. Like, if you say you're not, you know, people, oh, you can't, you're not, you think you're a leader, this and that. Like, I've had people come in my face, you think you're a leader, you think you're this, man, you ain't nothing. Okay, well, guess what I became because of that? I became not only a leader, I dare say I become a great leader. People said, you know, I've had past relationships, you're not going to do anything, you're not going to amount to anything, and I hope that you don't, you know, they say all types of crazy stuff. You know, you're not a good father, you're not a good husband, you don't love, you don't know how to do this. Okay, well, guess what? I've grown to where I feel like those things that were said about me were not correct in the first place, but even past that, I've grown into a place to where, you know, I feel not only am I a husband, but I'm a great husband, and I'm getting better, and I'm becoming a better provider, and I'm making sure I'm learning better things to be a better father, and I'm becoming a better student so that I can teach my children myself. And there's all types of things that you can do as far as revenge. And I think a lot of people kind of only focus on, they're so short-sighted that their revenge is only, okay, you made me feel bad, I'm going to make you feel bad, versus what is the best revenge that you can have? You know, one of the best revenges that I can have is I'm doing what I'm supposed to do. I'm in a great marriage. I have homes. I'm reaching people across the world. I'm blessed to be able to have a radio show with you and even by myself. I'm blessed to be in a situation to where I'm changing lives one mind at a time by being a voice of the voiceless and speaking the unspoken. And some of the same people from my past that would have said some of those crazy things to me are the same people now trying to figure out a way to be nice, because as bad as they said that I was, life, and I'm not trying to say I'm all that, but life without me, they found out, is not as easy as what they thought it would be. You know, the grass was not as green. on the other side. So if anything else, for me, I'm like, if you're going to use vengeance, so to speak, the greatest revenge is just for you to not, you know, return, you know, ill will upon somebody else, but use what somebody has done to be a fuel. I've even heard great speakers of the past say things along the lines of, you know, write yourself or write a letter to the people that have fueled you, you know, and thank them, because you wouldn't be where you were if it wasn't for some teacher. Like, for me personally, I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for some teacher saying they didn't believe in me. I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for some, you know, chief or master chief that I had before trying to tell me that, you know, I'm not going to be any good for society, this or that or whatever. I wouldn't be where I was if it wasn't for, you know, church people telling me that I was wrong for not just regurgitating nonsense and not making sure that I actually studied things for myself. Like, those things have helped me to get where I was. And so you almost, you know, as much as people might think this is a bad thing to do, you know, I've even if you don't send it, I think one of the greatest things to do is even write a letter every once in a while, not saying, oh, I'm so glad and I'm, you know, I hope that you're doing bad and you're a terrible person. No, like, thank these people for being your motivation. Thank these people for saying, okay, you said or did something that caused me to have to go to another level that within myself that I did not even think was possible. You caused me to grow past my circumstance. You caused me to acknowledge that I could become a better human being. And because of you and because of your persistence, and I've done this before, you know, I've reached out to people on Facebook and hit them up and said, like, I wanted to say thank you because you said this and you said that. And even though I don't really think about you that often, when I do, I think about what you said, and I want you to know that you might have meant it for evil, you know, but it actually has done nothing but good.
Yeah, go to them on, you're saying. So, like, go to them on and say it like that. People, I've had that happen too. People say, you ain't going to be nothing. You're not going to achieve nothing. You're retarded. You're mentally disabled. And I look at them and say the same thing. Thank you. Okay, they might say you're a weirdo or whatever. I don't care what the language is. You are pushing me to show you that what you said to me, I'm going to prove you wrong. And not just to prove you wrong, but to show you that I am somebody. I you know, because the first love is love of self. And if you love yourself, first of all, and you have that emotional breakthrough where you can be able to say, okay, I value myself first. And then anything else that comes along with that is outwardly loved, and I use that. If it's anger coming and being towards me, I could say, well, you know what, I don't hate myself, but I know what my strengths are. And then what you say, I can just show you what you're saying is not correct, and I use that tool just like anybody would, you know, like I always say, I use myself as an example, you know, I might have been in a relationship one day, you know, but just because that relationship didn't go right and there was anger or there was hurtful words used. Am I going to sit in my room and sulk in the corner for the rest of my life? No. I am going to get up, brush myself off, and get back out there. Or as they say, get back on a horse. You can't allow people to dictate your life. And I've said this countless times before, on here before. I asked told a little kid back a long time ago when I was in the nation, and I asked him a question. I said, do you rather be a free man or a slave? He said, I want to be a free man. Then why would you let someone dictate your emotions and control your emotions? When someone can control your emotions, then guess what? You're a slave to their emotions. We're automatically a slave to our emotions by our own self-will, because our emotions, you know, is our, you know, I'm motivated to move forward in life or to grow. It helps us grow. But we can't, you know, let the outward voices or opinions dictate. We use our inside voice or our inside conscious thoughts that makes us who we are. And for that to be stable, I totally agree. You know, we have to be able to make our decisions, but with a conscious understanding, you know. So I just, you know, we just need to be able to come together and able to stable our thoughts. And so we can work on our lives, make our lives better, and make everything go in the direction we need our lives to go. Okay? So I think that is just basically where we are at right now. We talked about the basis of anger, how to deal with the anger, how to deal with the emotions of anger, but we haven't, you know, just give some tools on how to deal with the anger, how to deal with people that are revenge or being revengeful, or how people deal with revenge. If you're being backstabbed or being hurt or being pushed in a negative situation, so we need to be able to push ourselves properly in this manner. Now, we have Dr. Gray Daniels dealing with the revenge angle, but he's dealing with it on its way so that you can learn how to use it or flip it, or also how to handle that scenario and situation. So Dr. Gary Daniels is on. Greg Daniels is going to give us a little bit of tip.
Hi, this is Dr. Gary. Welcome to the Daily Tune-Up today. Many of us, as we live our lives, as we go through events, people do things to us, and there's never any recovery from it because what they've done becomes somewhat devastating. It can happen with divorces, affairs, businesses, when someone betrays us. Many times I talk to people who are just raging with anger because they are holding a grudge or holding something against someone else because it's changed their life and had a devastating effect. And a lot of times people ask me, what do you do about that? What do you do about this anger, this frustration, this lack of the ability to forgive someone? How do you do that? Easier said than done. You know, just yesterday I talked to a young man who is going through this, and it's had devastating effects on his psychological health, his emotional health, his financial health. And this is an successful individual. This is someone who is extremely successful and has had great success in their life, but it's devastated them. What do we do about stuff like that? Or what do we do about a death in the family and who you thought was your friends and people that supported you all of a sudden betray you for money? What do you do about that? Or what about somebody who has found out their spouse is having an affair and all of a sudden they're divorced and they had not a clue what was going on? Everything was moving along just fine. But that third wheel there, you look at that person like, wow, they ruined my life. What do you do about that? How do you manage life after a devastating, life-changing event like that? Well, there's a simple answer, and it's not forgiveness. The answer is you, deep down inside yourself, have to accept the fact that things happen, and many times bad things happen to good people and good things happen to bad people. We have no control over that. There's only two things you have control of in your life when it comes down to this kind of stuff. Oh, yes, you can forgive them, whatever that means. We've talked about it a lot on air. We've had programs on it with Mind Talk. We're coming up to Thanksgiving here in a few weeks, and that's the time of thankfulness and forgiveness. And what do you do about that? Well, here's what you do. First of all, you got to take a deep breath and understand that you holding on to it and you focusing on it is ruining your life. And what you do when you focus on it and think of that other person that perpetuated evil on you, you're empowering that. And what empowering means is you're giving it all of your good energy. We only have so much energy to go around. And if you're wasting your energy on focusing on what someone did bad to you and how bad it hurt you and how it's changed your life for the worst, you're really the one destroying your own life. Understanding forgiveness is not saying what that other person did is okay. Forgiveness is not saying, okay, I'm going to let that go. We talk about letting things go and allowing. This is different. What forgiveness in this instance is you deciding you're not going to give it any more of your life, any more of your positive energy towards their negativity. It means that you're going to make a decision today that you're going to move beyond this now and learn from it. You see, one of the reasons we can't forgive someone or forgive the past is we haven't learned our lesson from it. And I'm not saying a lesson is I'm reprimanding you for not learning something. I'm saying, what is the lesson? What is the thing that you pulled out of that? What is the pearl in the little bucket of stuff that you got to put your hand deep down in and get it dirty for a minute and feel around until you find that pearl and pull it out and wash it off and say, wow, I learned that. I got that. And you have to do this without being cynical and without tainting your own good intentions and your goodwill in your life. So what you do about that is make a decision right now that you're not going to give it any more negative energy and attention. And every time you think about that, that's your cue to forcibly and consciously focus your attention on something that makes you feel good. By doing that, what's going to happen is you're going to retrain your consciousness to not go there anymore. Also, that other person that's walking around this earth that perpetuated evil on you, they'll get theirs. The old law of karma, the old law of what goes around comes around. It may not be you that's going to do it to them, but it'll happen. So today, take a deep breath, rest easy, because the rest of your life is in front of you, and you have a choice today to live it fully and completely by just telling yourself, I'm going to decide right now, I'm not giving any more of that negative energy. I'm going to focus on what I want and what I can do, and not empower that person in my life by thinking about it in a negative way anymore. What you're really doing is making a decision you're not going to give that energy away anymore. And when you start keeping your own positive energy, you're going to start building yourself up and you're going to feel better about it. Sounds simple? And it is. So let's give that a shot today. Let's work on that. And until next week, this is Dr. Gary asking you to cut yourself some slack and enjoy the weekend. Bye bye.
Okay, Dr. Gary, appreciate your insight on anger, how to deal with revenge or people that are their emotion. Now, Brother Kubi, now here's something. I know you can pull out your big bag of tricks. So let's get into karma. Okay, you've been hearing it. I hear it everywhere you go. Everybody's talking about karma's a bitch, or karma gonna get you, or karma, you know. Can you elaborate, what is karma? If people that are not in tune to it, what is karma? Brother Kubi.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought okay. You were still going, sir. I thought you were talking about. I thought you were talking about karma. You were asking me, what do I think about when people?
Yeah, I want. Yeah, you know, honestly, I know what I know about karma, you can sit on a tip of a needle. Okay. I just know.
Okay.
I heard the term. I understand a little bit how what comes around goes around. That's the only explanation I know. But I'm feeling that you have a big bag of tricks that you can probably pull something out. Give me a meat and potatoes sort of situation on what is this karma? Everybody keeps using this term.
Well, karma is something that people just use. To be able to really what most people mean when they say karma is, you know, you get what you paid for, kind of. Like, you did this, you did somebody dirty, so guess what, somebody's going to do you dirty. You cheated on somebody, so guess what, somebody's going to cheat on you. Or you stole somebody's husband, well, that husband wasn't faithful with his wife, so he's not going to be faithful towards you now that you're his wife. That's what most people mean when they say karma. Karma is actually something kind of you're dealing with, like Hinduism, yogiism, Buddhism, that type of thing, but more so Hinduism. Karma is actually a goddess, and somebody who looks at, you know, getting that balance or whatever. And so when something happens to somebody, people still use it in a way of saying, oh, okay, like, yeah, you did this wrong or whatever, so something was repaid upon you, that recompense, that's supposed to be karma. That's why even people say karma is a bee, and they use that, you know, that female dog term. When they say that, they're saying that, you know, the literal god, they might not even recognize it, but that's basically what it's from. It's, there's a goddess. And so when karma is this female dog, they're saying, oh yeah, karma is this female goddess that has decided to revisit you for the things that you've done wrong. And there's even stories about it going to the religion and stuff like that, but that's really where karma comes from. But most people, when they say karma, they're just using it as a term of, oh, you did something wrong, okay, well, you got to pay for what you did wrong.
Right, okay. Because, you know, I mean, you hear it all the time. There it is, folks. We're just getting into it a little bit. But, you know, it's East Coast time. It is 1:37 p.m. about that time, and it's time to pay the bills. So let us listen to Brother, don't forget, Brother King Cam is on the Midnight Oil every Monday, Wednesday, all right, from 10 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. Central Standard Time, or 11 p.m. or 12:30 a.m. East Coast time. So let's hear from King Cam right
now. What's going on? You're listening to Midnight Oil with King Cam on NSF Radio, where you get music, motivation, and more.
All right, time to pay the bills. Don't forget on Saturday with our own co-host, Brother Koopy. Every Saturday with Koopy Speaks, I mean, this show is the hardest. I mean, I want to tell you honestly, when I listen to Koopy Speaks, man, on Saturday, I be sitting there, I be doing some work or paperwork, and I just... And then I start hearing him go into the subjects and start getting deep. My hair starts to stand up. I'm honestly, I just like, what the, woo. So, so Koopy, man, you know, what is going on Koopy Speaks this Saturday, brother?
Well, we're looking at, continuing on. We've had some great guests. We're looking at, I'm having my wife as a guest on Saturday. We will probably do the show on Saturday, but we're looking at possibility of moving the time. More than likely, I won't be able to do it live if we're still going to keep it at the same time. So we're thinking about changing some things, but we'll definitely try to have everything set up at least for this Saturday. My wife will be on. If you know TikTok, you know her as Bloom and Flourish. She's a herbalist. Obviously, she's a married woman, and she's somebody that can help us with a lot of things as far as questions going on from a woman's perspective. And you can even maybe learn a little bit more about me just by being able to hear some conversations that we have, just bringing a little bit of things to you. So hopefully you guys will join us on Koopy Speaks, and we're looking forward to having Bloom and Flourish on. And then if you follow us the week after, we'll actually have a gentleman by the name of Duet Ninja on as well. If you're aware of TikTok, you'll know his, that brother, and he can teach you, and he's going to come on and speak on some things with us too.
All right. Don't forget, Koopy Speaks every Saturday, the Hot Show. Also, we want to let you know
10 p.m. on Saturday night, every Saturday night, it gets a little bit crazy. It gets a little bit crazy, and it goes on with a little bit of something going on. We have. It's funny time. Yo. Mass Deuce is the new thing, the new happening. The laughter is the power of the hour. And then trust me, when you want to get funny and you want to get crazy, you definitely want to get down with the sound. NSF Radio Comedy Hour every Saturday. So if you're looking for the classics like Amos and Andy, Richard Pryor, George Carlin, Sam's Critician, all right, Bobcat Goldwyn, some of the classic comedy, the Kings of Comedy, Cedric the Entertainer, David Chappelle, Cat Williams, just to name a few, have been playing on the show concerts, and people are loving the show. If you're not tuned in, please tune in every Saturday night. Seeing that, you know, you can't go to the comedy club. We bring in the comedy club to you. So get the wine, get the bottle out, cozy up, get the NSF radio on, tuned right in, sit with the wife or the girlfriend or the husband or whatever, and sit down there, and you just sit down and get ready to laugh and enjoy the show. And guess what? We always put a little bit of education into it as well. So education is elevation, just like my brother Conscious Lee would say. All right? So, but listen, we need to be able to do that on a constant basis, be entertaining ourselves. So let's get this back on. Let's get to it going, because guess what? It is definitely in effect. So I appreciate you all for coming on today and listening. But beyond that, let's get back into the subject. All right. Now, since we talked about the basis of going into the part dealing with anger, how to deal with anger, how to deal with emotions, deal with understanding what karma is, how to deal with the significance of this subject on a vast map. We've heard some doctors talk about the seven levels of anger. But we only talked about five in this place right now, but we'll get into some maybe down in the future. We'll go into the rest. But right now, I think we need to focus on these. These are the major emotions that everybody deal with on a consistent basis every day. And with that being said, you know, we need to be able to come together and explain how to deal with these emotions. Now, to everybody that's out there and on a daily basis, I need you to understand, everything you do has a reaction or opposite reaction to your actions. You need to learn how to express yourself, but maintain a level head with your expression of your feelings and your emotions. If you can't do that, you're bound to hurt yourself and others around you. And I know you don't want to do that, okay? We have clients, people that come to us from around the world that's dealing with this anger, you know? But you have to be able to be level-headed with your thoughts as well as your actions of your thoughts. You cannot allow people to dictate your emotions. Your emotions is your emotions, and nobody else should be controlling your emotions. But sometimes what people do or say to us allows us to hurt each other. And we're not actually helping anybody with that. We actually are hurting our community, our environment, our family, those who we say we love, and we're not able to, you know, express our emotions properly. Now, wanting to get to let you all know what's going to happen next week. Next Thursday on NSF Radio Show, we will be having a special guest, a financial advisor, a good brother of mine, who I've been talking to for a little bit, and he's going to be giving you some financial advice. Learn how to take your money, invest yourself in that, invest in your, you know, take your, make, build a stock portfolio if you need to. Learn how to make wealth for yourself. Make your money work for you, not against you. Allowing you to develop yourself and your family and be able to take yourself forward, not backwards. And when you go forward from this point, I guarantee you, your money will work for you. The financial situations that you're dealing with will be gone. You will be stress-free. Live a better life. All you need to do is listen to this brother. I'm telling you, this man is proficient in the world of finance. So, please, tune in to our special episode with our brother, all here, you know, and it's called Wealth, and what he's dealing with is he's dealing with a lot of issues. I can't even say it all right now, so you know, so I'm telling you, please tune in. You definitely want to come in. Also, we will be having a health guru sister come on, explaining about health, wellness, and the benefit of all. You know, please tune in. Next month, we are going for the coup de grace, as they say. You know, so to all our listeners up in Brazil, I also want to say thank you. I thank you for listening. I appreciate you all coming out. So I want to give my little greetings. A gute Abend in German. Ich spreche in ein Deutsch, ein Freund. Also to my brothers and sisters out that's listening to us in China. Xin Xing, Ni Hao, Kung Fa Yong. To my brothers in Latino countries, Spanish, Puerto Rico, hola, ¿cómo está? ¿Qué pasa, Ronía? Y muy importante, NSF, Radio. And to my brothers in French, Haiti, un passé, et allez-vous, mon passé, pas toi, je ne sais quoi, je ne sais pas. And to my brothers and sisters in Kenya, Hubaigani, Tutu Ninani, and Isana, to my brothers and sisters out there around the world, I am here. You know, just like to give a real shout out to you all and let you know that, you know, NSF, we are bilingual. And, we are here to help you. And if you need our help, please come on. If you'd like to come on the show, please come on. We are here. We will translate anything you see. You need to know. We have any questions about how to deal with certain issues. We are here for you. So please come into the show. Listen to us. We are here. You know? And we are supporting your country, your moves, and, you know, and we will help you. Okay, so please tune in every week, you know. So listen, we're going to keep on going into the show, keep on moving, move forward, let you know that we are here. To forgive me, I'm also in the booth doing some work, you know, trying to get everybody else that's wanting to come on to be part of the show. So listen, we are here, and we are willing to support you any way we can to help you grow. We have Brother Koopy, who is a professor, a leader of his community. And I think, you know, we have the tools for it. So please participate. Let us know what we can do to help you, to benefit you, and put that into your dialect, in your language, so that we can push the message that you need to be pushed. All right? So everybody, We want to say thank you, and we love you, and we appreciate you today. We've been pushing lately on this subject, and we have a lot of things going to be planned in the future. And I just want to say thank you once again. I can't say it enough, okay? So I appreciate you and everything you do. And Brother Koopy.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate you, my brother. Everything you do, bro. All right? And everybody, please, don't forget, go online. We are online to the website. Link in. Get yourself in. Get on the shop. Get a Koopy's piece, coat, shoes, sneakers, shower curtain, towel. Get it taken home with you. Take a piece of the show with you. Also, the Midnight Oil Show. So you get yourself something. Take that with you. Participate in that. Be a part of it. And listen, we are here to support you right now and everything going on. And we are with you all the way. So I appreciate you. With that being said. Today, we're going to go into wait for the call. Call in if you have a question or you want to do everything. Okay, hold on 1 second. Just give me a second, folks. I'm not trying to give you all that, though. You know, let me see. Okay. But anyways, listen, just like I said, come on in, be part of the show, and what we're doing here, we're doing everything live. Now, we do have the brother supposed to be coming on next week. He is supposed to be coming on near the end of the segment, but he's having a little trouble coming on. For the financial situation, he's saying he has some issue with the phone. So we're trying give a little bit of time before he comes on. And in the meanwhile, also, there's a black owned. If you love something pretty and you love something great for your wife, please go to Mon Jones Jewelers. Based out of Chicago, they are online. They are live. They are definitely the height for you. And you definitely want to be able to go to support. You see here. Okay. All right. That is www.moijewy.com. Just go to moijewy.com. Now they have some beautiful one kind monk keys, and sapphire repair ring stones. Great reasonable price. Low as $995 for a African diamond. These diamonds are imported from the motherland. These diamonds are fresh from the motherland. Now, if you like to order, please go to call them at 1-866-277-7799. That's 1-866-277-7799. That's Jewelers. They're based out of Chicago. They are the best, honestly. I mean, they got some diamonds on here, rubies, everything for you. They also have an address in Maryland, and in Silver Spring, Maryland. They're located at 8661 Colesville Road in Silver Springs, MD. A zip code is 20910, and that is the zip code. And that phone number again is 1-866-277-7799. They are located on Facebook, Twitter, the usual, Instagram. You can go on Instagram, find them on there. They've been around for years. They got great customer service. You get your own personal jeweler. Somebody will work with you, and they will do everything in their power to try to make sure that your diamond or your special day is definitely a special day. So, you know, with that being said right now, I want to appreciate you all coming on. You know, beyond that, we're going to close, get ready to close this out today. So, you know, with that being said, hey, Brother Cooper, you got any closing remarks to the people?
No, not really. Stay up and stay focused.
All right. You heard the man. Short and to the sweet, we want to say thank you for coming in. Thank you for calling. Thank you for participating. We want to give a shout-out to one of our guests that did come on here on the chat. And we want to say, listen, please tune in again, all right? And please, anytime you have a comment, you can post your comments, your questions, or anything. We'll be glad to answer it to you in the chat. And we definitely are here for you to broadcast, not just to broadcast to you and talk to you, but we're here to listen to your voice. We are here for you every day. My name is Brother Alfred. That's Brother Koopy in the back. He's chilling. So in the meanwhile, good day. I love you. Have a nice day.
Let's start the show.
I believe in you.
Yeah.
You tuned in to NSF Radio.
All right, remember, I may fall down, but I'll always get back up. I'll see you until next time. Peace.